This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wonder, our Good Day Health series continues with our weekly appearance of Dr. Ken Kronaus on the air from Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic, his heart clinic. He's a cardiologist known around the country and around the world, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. In many circumstances, has a great practice. I will tell you, if you have anything going on in your body and you're questioning what you've been told by your doctor, call up Ken at 352-735-1400. Get an appointment there. I doubt Ken will answer the phone, but somebody will answer it and set you up. No matter where you are, Ken is the man to check you out thoroughly. He's fabulous, and we get the benefit of all of his research and work every week at this time. We go through some of the things that he studied to help him in his practice at Lake Cardiology, things from the medical journals. For example, we talk frequently about how important it is to have a good, healthy, clean gut. And research apparently reflects back on how you can harm your gut almost, well, it isn't about eating, I guess, put it that way, right?
Exactly. This is an interesting study out of a real journal called Psychoneuroendocrinology this week. And hostile marital relationships, particularly when they're coupled with a history of depression, Doug, can seriously harm gut health, raising the risk of leaky gut syndrome. Let's talk a little bit about all this. The membrane lining the inside of our intestines, it forms a barrier that prevents bacteria and toxins from inside our intestines getting out into the bloodstream. When the membrane lining the inside of our intestines has cracks or holes in it, it allows bugs and food waste to get into the bloodstream and new bugs to get into the gut. But this problem, referred to as leaky gut syndrome, may in turn cause gastrointestinal problems, inflammation, and changes to the overall composition of the gut microbiota. Alterations in the gut's flora have been linked to a range of conditions, from obesity and cancer to mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety. So what happens in your gut appears to affect a lot of different places of the body. The news this week is the impact of marital hostility on the risk of developing leaky gut syndrome.
All right, so those of you who have had a tough time in your marital or relationship
maybe
status,
having a tough time.
You better have your stomach, maybe get some life change tea. That'll fix your, clean up your gut. But this is just an outgrowth of stress, really. Stress takes its toll on your gut. Everything that goes wrong in your body pretty much begins in your gut. So if you are living in a stressful circumstance, whether it's your marriage, whether it is your work, whether friendship related, whatever it is, you have the churning that goes on, that feeling in your stomach. And that's really what we're sort of talking about here, because if you're in that place, you're kind of churning up all those acids, aren't you, in your stomach?
Yeah, among other things, and this is explaining that the protective lining throughout our gut that keeps the bugs, that keeps the toxins in everything we consume out of the bloodstream. This barrier is being destroyed by the marital hostility, the stress that you're involved in.
Well, couldn't we say the same thing for, let's say, the people who are down in Florida where you are in Hurricane Alley? Every year you get hit by 2, 3, 4 hurricanes.
Not this year.
Well, maybe not. You're not going to have it. Maybe the people in Hawaii are getting whacked this year. But you know what I'm saying. The anything that creates stress in your life is bad for your gut. That's kind of this synopsis of this, yeah, I think.
It is, but the particular study here is, looked at marital stress, and this may just be, you may be able to, you know, you have to study these things, but it does appear that stress in general does this, and this may just be one big example of a huge amount of stress.
You're a cardiologist. Stress leads to heart disease.
Very bad for your heart. Almost as bad as smoking.
Yeah. So here you are. The whole thing, it all comes back to the more or less the same thing. All right. Very interesting. Next up on the docket here to understand is how bacteria in your mouth can hurt your lungs. This is something. Everybody listen up to this.
The news this week is that good oral hygiene, Doug, is particularly important for the health of your lungs. This was published this week in M-Sphere. The bacteria in our tongue microbiota not only reach our guts, as we were just talking about, but seniors are also particularly likely to inhale some of these microorganisms. Problems such as difficulty swallowing and cough reflux may cause the elderly to accidentally inhale bacteria that could lead to lung infections such as pneumonia. So if you want to keep those lungs healthy, you may want to have a very good dentist.
Yeah. And brush well, brush from the bottom up and the top down so that you are pushing your gums to keep your teeth, the enamel of your teeth, covered. If you brush the other way, you're pushing the gum away from your enamel and therefore exposing the bottom, the under part, the underpinning, if you will, and cavities that develop there. And you see sometimes as you get a little older because your gums recede, the impact of all this. But if you keep brushing from the bottom up and the top down on both sides, not just the front side, but the other, the inside of your teeth are going to stay much healthier. I found that out, frankly, listening to my dentist. And if you're using, isn't it better to brush with one of those mechanical toothbrushes?
It is.
Do a better job.
It is.
Yeah, you use one, right?
I've switched. My dentist has gotten me to the electric toothbrush, and it just allows you to do a lot more work in a shorter period of time. And, yeah, you want to get to that spot where the gum hits the tooth, that ridge where the rubber meets the road.
Right, yeah, the ridge. That's the ridge line. Good way of putting it. All right, as long as we're talking about your teeth, let's talk about your smile. If you have worn braces, you didn't wear braces. I can't imagine you wearing braces as a kid.
I did, actually.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. My sisters did. I did not. I was fortunate, I guess, because kids my age growing up, everybody wore braces. And apparently that has an impact on your teeth, not only the crowding of your teeth, but on the yellowness, what happens when you're young and you wear these braces, some people even as adults wear braces, it prevents your being able to brush the way we were just talking about it. So your teeth get yellow, stains, don't look too good. That's a consideration. And then if you drink coffee or tea or red wine, you're smoking, there's another consideration for your teeth turning all yellow. You want to whiten them up? Don't get the whitening strips. Go to Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. No mess, no fuss, no cleanup afterwards. It's just a little tube. It's just snap. You take a Q-tip in the tube, get the material on it, which is basically a patented tooth detergent that's natural whitening agent. Lightens up your teeth, gets rid of the stains starting in 5-6 minutes. And you'll see this keep as you snap and smile and keep applying the product to your mouth, to your teeth, they'll keep getting whiter and whiter and whiter. It's a fabulous product. Natural teeth, caps, veneers, all fine. Use it on all of them. It's Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it and get the benefits of having clean, white teeth. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here. And you get 50% off the retail price. Mention Doug Steffen's name, 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs to clean up those dark spots on your teeth. Get them white again, 800-208-1797.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter. When we are talking about your brain and memory, I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, back to our discussion here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The smells that are around all of us. How many of you smell things and then you try to find them and you can't find them? Why do you smell something that isn't there, Ken? Is there such a thing as phantom odor?
There is, and the news this week is that it's more common than we thought. This comes out of the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery Edition, Phantom Odor Perception. You know, doctors abbreviate everything. POP, Phantom Odor Perception. This is detecting odors that are not there, is more common than once believed. In fact, it's so common it occurs in 1 in 15 people, and that's what's being published. Over the age of 40, experience phantom odor perception. Phantom odor perception is more common in women than men, and more common during ages 40 to 60, more common with those who have a dry mouth and those with a history of loss of consciousness due to a head injury. The causes of phantom odor perception are not understood. The condition, it could be related to overactive odor-sensing cells in the nasal cavity, or Doug, perhaps a malfunction in the part of the brain that understands odor signals. And problems with sense of smell, this is a big deal. It can have a big impact on appetite, food preferences, and the ability to smell danger signals such as fire, gas leaks, and spoiled food.
All right, so let me understand again what causes this. Why would you be having this problem?
Well, we're not totally sure what causes it. And it's more common in women, but it occurs in 1 in 15 adults. It's more common in people age 40 to 60. And people who've had a head injury where they actually lost consciousness, where you actually smell an odor and you can't find the cause for it.
Wow. Think about that. That's just, think about the frustration.
Exactly.
Reminds me of a scene from a bad movie where somebody's hearing things and it's not really there and it gets kind of spooky. I don't know if this is spooky. Do you think this is spooky?
Well, it's the same idea. It's an hallucination of one of our senses.
Mm-hmm. So, but the senses, the five that we can control, we have, or that we know of, the touch, taste, what is it? Feel, smell, hear. But then there's
exactly.
The sixth sense that may be responsible for this. Right? Think about it. You know how my mind works?
the sixth sense integrates it all.
Yeah. Well, good. How do you know? You don't really know whether it does or it doesn't, but it certainly is a possibility. All right. More information from the studies of Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we proceed here. Lots of information. I'll give you the update on what's the podcast. The Good Day Health Show podcast regarding Ken, what the latest one is. It's archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. 21 minutes after the hour here on today's Good Day Health Show.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Change at the hour now on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, if you want to know what's on the current podcast, I'm prodding you to go to the podcast. Dr. Ken and I discuss new studies that claim that fathers may also suffer from postpartum depression. News that a person's inactivity creates risks for heart disease, discussed on the current podcast. Diabetes and other life-threatening ailments also caused by inactivity. Also, Dr. Ken tells you what he thinks about the new at-home flu tests. And we focus on dizziness, a little occasional dizziness, a reaction to being dehydrated. I found myself this summer getting dizzy from time to time. And it came, Ken, as a result. I didn't ask you about this, but it's a good time as any to ask. The impact of those ocular migraines. Remember, we've talked about that and how what you see is like the screen on a on Netflix or something that goes away and it gets little segments here and there, kind of all chopped up. That's what my experience is with an ocular migraine. And so once in a while, after I have one of them, I get a little dizzy, and it comes and goes very quickly, and especially in the summertime, the hot weather. And because I don't know that I said this when we were talking about this on the air, this is part of the podcast this week, is it being dehydrated that causes that?
Well, that's the most common cause. It can be due to medications, not in your case.
Yeah.
It can be due to some underlying illnesses, not in your case. But
yeah,
definitely volume depletion is the most common cause.
Yeah. All right, so also on the podcast, Dr. Ken and I talk about the pluses and minuses of fluoride. I talk about the minuses. Ken talks about the pluses. All right, so that's it. The current podcast, you can download any old time. Very helpful information. All of the old shows are podcast. We edit them down. Kara works on them and tightens them up, she and Bob, so that just the essential information is there. You can listen to them anytime you want, on demand, at GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, continuing on with our list of things that Ken has studied from the medical journals this week, the FDA has approved a new stimulation device. This could be a game changer for a lot of people, especially younger people, yeah?
Good news, yes. A brain stimulation device, it's called the BrainsWay Deep Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation System. What a mouthful.
Say that again.
This brain stimulation device, Doug, it's used to treat obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. It's received approval for marketing by the FDA. Transcranial magnetic stimulation. This uses magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. The FDA approved it as a treatment for major depression in 2008 and for treating pain associated with certain migraines in 2013.
Really? So? Brain stimulation. We have that. You know that, I think you saw the device that I was using that came from Cerascan. That basically is you put it around your head and it shoots little electrical impulses into your head to supposedly stimulate better brain function. Because that's how your brain is functioning with the electrical impulses. Some are voluntary and some are involuntary, right? The things that keep your heart going, for example, or you breathing, the things that are a part of the genius of your body. If you don't believe in some higher power and you start thinking about this stuff, you sure come back around to it. Anyway, the essence of it, the whole business of connecting your brain is enhanced sometimes, supposedly by electrical shock.
Yeah, absolutely. The cells communicate by electrical impulses, and these treatments just alter those impulses.
Yeah, right. So there you go. All right, focus on breastfeeding when we continue here on this week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's had late cardiology, by the way. I wasn't kidding. You want to get an appointment down there, call up the office at 352-735-1400.
There's never been a better time to try the Sprint network, because Sprint now has the Unlimited Plus plan. It includes the TV and movies you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes of LTE mobile hotspots so you can keep all your devices connected, streaming in full HD, and global roaming in over 190 destinations. And right now, you can get four lines of Unlimited Plus at Sprint for just $100 per month when you bring your phones or buy new ones outright. That's right, four lines for $100 per month. Make the switch to Sprint today and get the new Sprint Unlimited Plus plan. It's full of the features you love for a price you'll love. All on a network built for unlimited. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn how you can get four lines of Unlimited Plus for just $100 per month.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. HD content varies by device and connection. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney attorney that issued the court orders to search my house and my office. I just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there. And when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, "Tell the Navy to go F themselves." This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, time for a continuation in the focus on your health and well-being. It's Good Day Health, a show produced twice a week, couple of different hours, with perspectives from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us now. Dr. Jack Stockwell, we're here to bring you up to date, sort of zooming through a lot of the medical information that you may have seen in the popular media, or in Ken's case, he is going through the journals that he needs to go through in order to enhance his practice at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. So when you visit him down there, I've given you his number a couple of times, 352-735-1400. Have a visit. You'll get the benefit of his every week going through many, many articles and many, many journals that have piqued his interest and will help him in understanding what's going on in your body. Thus is the case with this latest on breastfeeding. I suppose this is good news as well. It would appear anyway, Ken.
Absolutely. This is great news for the women, published this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association, Doug. Women who breastfeed have a lower risk of stroke after menopause, and the longer women breastfeed, the lower their stroke risk. Previous studies, Doug, have suggested that women who breastfeed have a better heart health later in life with reduced risks of high blood pressure, abnormal cholesterol, and metabolic syndrome.
Is that common sense?
I don't think it's common sense at all.
Why wouldn't doing that sort of thing be better? We all know that the use of colostrum or the things that come in baby's milk is very important for the immune system.
For the baby.
Get you done. Yeah, right.
But this
is
for mom.
Well, I understand, but all that stuff's flowing through her system, so how can it help but be good?
Well, you're smarter than the rest of us. I mean, it is what it is. And this was a hoped-for outcome, but it turns out it is true. So women, besides of all the other many, many benefits that women get from breastfeeding, this is another one.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. There are lots of, you got to go through these things one at a time, figure out what the hell is going on. The e-cigarette thing, popular among smokers, vaping is a big thing because those who have smoked see this as a way of them getting off or continuing to smoke and suck on something that supposedly doesn't have any long-term health effects. However, that appears to not be true. In reality, using e-cigarettes, according to the study that I saw, can damage your DNA, or at least that's the study they're working on. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm not a big advocate of e-cigarettes. I mean,
I know you're not. No.
A few weeks ago,
if somebody was really, really addicted to tobacco and it was bad for them, would you put them on this and say, get off of them as soon as you can?
Because it doesn't even show that it helps you get off cigarettes.
It doesn't.
It does not. And, you know, I just think it's there's a lot of studies showing that it's toxic. I mean, I was around a couple of weeks ago. I was around some folks who were doing this. And the secondhand smoke is unbearable.
Yeah, right. And people are so thoughtless. This isn't a medical thing. This is a social thing. But people who smoke just are thoughtless.
Oh, yeah.
They blow the smoke up in the air.
Blow it in the air and a cloud over people.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
It is. Exactly.
It really is disgusting. All right. So anyway, but the connection to DNA is just one more extension of the thing being bad for you, period. Don't do it. But I asked if you would accept using it as a way to get people off.
I am not advocating this as a substitute. One poison for another.
Yeah. All right, so then what's the best way to get off smoking?
Cold turkey.
Just stop.
That seems to be, that's not intuitive, but all the studies are showing is cold turkey. You know, we used to advocate weaning, but cold turkey seems to be
psychologically, it's hard. My mother tried. My father smoked.
Exactly.
He stopped cold turkey. My mother couldn't.
This is where intuition doesn't, you know, bear out, because you would think you go into nicotine withdrawals, and we've been advocating, you know, slowly weaning. But the studies show that cold turkey, and both my parents who smoked up until the late 1960s, early 70s, both they got off by cold turkey, and they just did it. But there are medications that can help you, hypnosis, there are alternative opportunities, therapy. There's a lot of options here. And first of all, it's a desire. You really want to stop.
Yeah, you gotta want to stop. Okay, so here in Massachusetts, the state health department has raised the risk level for West Nile virus. I thought that was gonzo. Remember we had so much trouble with it a couple of years ago down in Florida, your neck of the woods, other parts of America, and it hasn't been talked about for a while. But now, here in Massachusetts, because we've had so much rain, that's the atmosphere in which these ugly little creatures, they love the rain, the moisture, and spraying for them can be as bad for you as getting bitten by them, I think, right? The sprays that they use to kill them.
Yeah, the mosquitoes are a big problem, especially, as you say, with the added rain. And this week in Massachusetts, it became a big issue.
Yeah. So, just they're trying to... get rid of
the standing water on your property.
Yeah, you got to do that. All right, here's the story of a lady. Don't panic, folks. All contact lens users, listen to this. Imagine going to the eye doctor because your upper eyelid is swollen and painful. Doctor tells you it's a cyst and operates inside the blister. And what he finds there is an old contact lens.
Right. The bottom line in this story, I believe, is don't go to sleep with your contact lenses.
Well, but now, aren't we told, aren't there contact lenses that you're supposed to be able to leave in 24 hours a day, just leave them in? I thought that was the new thing in contact lenses.
And the conclusion by the eye doctors from this report was, you know, not to go to sleep with them. So that is a bit of a contradiction.
So the woman, who is 42 years old, had a little pea-sized lump just below her left eyebrow, and it grew over a six-month period. Had an MRI, could see the swelling, pain, left eyelid drooped. Surgeons discovered when they went in there that it was an intact, perfectly encapsulated contact lens. Been in there for 14 years or something like that.
Good. Probably before the time of the ones you could wear overnight.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's something else that I wonder how this fits in the public health scene. Researchers stopped a clinical trial because of the deaths of 11 babies from a lung disease after their mothers were treated with a drug commonly known as Viagra while they were pregnant. Did we talk about this something?
We did
talk about it, yeah. And what the ramifications are for stuff like this. And when it went tragically wrong.
Yeah.
So men can take estrogen, women can take... Well, Viagra. Viagra isn't testosterone. What is Viagra?
It inhibits an enzyme in the body that helps to relax blood vessels, phosphodiesterase inhibitor.
So why would women take it when they were pregnant?
Well, there are babies who are potentially going to be premature, and the hope was that this would help to prolong the pregnancy so the babies weren't premature. These are babies whose lungs are not developing the way they should, and they're hoping that they'll just stay for a longer ride in the womb, because they often don't. And again, using theories, it seemed like it should work because that's what phosphodiesterase inhibitors often do, is help the lungs of babies. But when it was given in utero, it killed them.
Mm-hmm.
So this was not intuitive. They would have never done this study. And this is where logic with the human body can sometimes turn tragic.
Mm-hmm. All right, word to the wise. More medical information and facts for you to consider as Good Day Health continues. Right now, I'm going to help you get a good night's rest with a consideration of using products from the folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of MyPillow, you may or may not have heard the story. He was an engineer, and he wasn't sleeping well, and he didn't like any of the pillows you could buy in the store, so he developed his own. He made a filler for a pillow, and then found himself really happy, and tell his neighbors about it. Neighbors said, well, make a pillow for me. And sooner or later, as the word got around, people wanted him to go into the business of making pillows. So he did in his garage, and then he had a store, and I mean, he had a facility in his basement, and he got a little place, and he got bigger. Now he has 1,500 employees working around the clock 7 days a week to make your MyPillow. MyPillow also has the best sheets that you've ever experienced, the best mattresses. So start with the basics, though. A MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and these are great for college students going off to school. Now's the time to get them 50% off by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And you can buy all the things using the promo code. Get substantial bargains on the pet bed. I just got one for Daisy. The sheets, the mattresses, hold the ton of things that you can get in the catalog. So go to MyPillow.com, look around, see what accessories you need, order them, and save a lot of money. That's at MyPillow.com, all about rest and good night sleeping. MyPillow.com, everything you buy, use the code DJV.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money. Big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Millions of Americans have chronic kidney disease. Hundreds of thousands will progress to end-stage kidney disease, requiring either dialysis or kidney transplant. But research is underway to keep people from reaching that point.
And our goal is to take a look at how we can repair the diabetic kidney in terms of delaying the rate of progression of kidney failure.
Nephrologist Dr. LaTanya Hickson is part of the research team looking at using stem cells to help regenerate failing kidneys.
We take these cells from our abdominal fat, and these cells we can inject back into the body for them to do good. And they basically tell the kidney or other organ systems that are impaired that they need to wake up and get back to work and help heal that organ system.
While there's a lot more research ahead, Dr. Hickson is excited about the possibilities. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
All right, so Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. The average human has 10,000 taste buds. They're not all on your tongue. How many people knew that? Some are under your tongue. Some are on the inside of your cheeks. Some are on the roof of your mouth. Some can even be found on your lips. They're especially there on your lips. They're sensitive to salt. Why would that be? What about the human anatomy? And again, this is it's not about religion necessarily, but man, if you don't believe in a higher power, have to understand how your body works. Or even, I mean, that's part of our mission here, is to explain how your body works. So how does the body work with all of those taste buds? How do they happen to be different, doing different things in different parts of your mouth?
I think that is an incredibly complicated question, and I don't think we begin to fully understand that, and that's the magic of our whoever put it all together. It's still a mystery.
Well, do you believe? I think
it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. This is more a philosophical question for you because you see life, death. Remember the old Ben Casey, life, death, infinity?
Yes.
Dr. Ben Casey.
Absolutely.
You see that all the time. You must, I don't know that you're a religious person per se. I don't get that from knowing you. But when you get right down to it, you see things that are miracles. I know that you figure people who come to see you, some of them are just goners, and then they don't go.
I think that there are some unanswered questions. It's not all just pure science. I see prayer help people, and mm-hmm. There is something there that we just don't quite understand, and there's some higher being there.
Mm-hmm. So I know you have a difficult time talking about this because you see yourself as a scientist, and there's nothing scientific about proving. We talked earlier in the hour about the sixth sense.
But I realize that it's more complicated than just the science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's much more. Everything is more complicated than it seems to be. Dr. Ken here to straighten it out, though, on Good Day Health.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Don't you give me that look!
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way!
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, I did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of your health and well-being is a popular way for us to spend time here on the radio, and so we bring to your attention some of the things studied by our pal Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has, I'm looking at a couple of things because you're a cardiologist. I would like to focus in, zone in on some of that stuff, Ken, with you. Better heart health may mean a lower dementia risk. That almost seems like common sense, yes?
Well, it wasn't until it was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. All the ideas that we give out to keep your heart healthy seems to prevent dementia. Older adults with more ideal measures of cardiovascular health, Doug, are less likely to develop dementia and experience cognitive decline. So to prevent dementia, you want to give up smoking, be physically active, have a diet rich in vegetables, fruit, and fish, have a healthy weight, and manage blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. Sounds like the same things you should do to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes. It turns out to be the same thing to lower dementia, and this was studied in a large population published this week.
And well, that's what I was saying, sort of, in terms of common sense. No matter what, eating well, getting enough rest, not smoking, exercising is going to be good for your health no matter what part of your body we're talking about, especially, though, your heart. And so I come around to dementia. I can never remember which comes first, chicken or egg. Dementia and then Alzheimer's. Dementia is a form of Alzheimer's? What? Can you clarify that?
Well, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, but dementia is basically loss of ability to think and remember.
And do things that we put together, like Parkinson's, sooner or later that gets you.
That can lead to some dementia, but that's more of a muscle problem based on a specific area of the brain that's not functioning. But the problem that everybody's concerned about, Alzheimer's, one of the dementias, and just getting dementia, this is the big, big concern. But now there is clearly something you can do yourself to dramatically lower the risk.
Do you remember the columnist Jack Anderson?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he and I were great friends. I thought
he was a very fascinating guy.
Yeah, he's a very good guy. And I remember once he used to walk home from his office. He lived in Georgetown in Washington, and his office was not far from the White House, so he would walk home every day. And he usually was walking home after dark. And he got mugged one day and got hit over the head with a pipe. And he was in his late 60s, maybe, when that happened. And over the course of the next 10 years, he generally, you could watch him, his decline in his physicality, his ability to walk even and talk. And he got Parkinson's. And the doctor said it was a direct result of that mugging and him getting hit in that part of the brain.
Absolutely.
He may have caused him. And he had Alzheimer's when he died.
All of the above could have come of it. And phantom odor perception also can be triggered by loss of consciousness due to a head injury.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about this study that's sort of related here, low-carb diets and why they may or may not be good for you. Again, back to the common sense department, because these things come and go, these studies about diets, low-carb is good, low-carb is bad. How do we know what to believe?
Well, that's why this was not so much obvious, because the truth came right down the middle. This was published in the very reputable The Lancet Public Health this week. This new research indicates that both too much carbohydrates and too little in our diet may be cause for concern, Doug. Also, according to the new research, if you must choose between two types of low-carb diet, you should choose the one that replaces carbs with plant-derived proteins and fats. Mm-hmm. Such diets may help prolong life, unlike the diets that replace carbs with animal protein and fat. So to live the longest, moderate on the carbs, eat the whole grains, and easy on the white flour and bakery products, and more plant-derived protein and fat than animal-derived protein and fat.
All right, for some really important health benefits, losing weight, get more energy, Calotren, Calotren, is the number one choice for weight loss now. 30 years they've been in business. It's an all-natural product that basically is collagen. And as Ken would tell you, collagen is the number one protein in your body. Without it, your body will fall apart. And as you get older, you don't have as much in your system. So now is the time for you to supplement. And supplementing using Calotren is the way to push the fat out. Muscle doesn't like fat, and muscle is not going to burn off as fast as fat does. Fat just burns off in exercise programs. So get that collagen. Get the collagen in your body through Calotren. Get Calotren by going to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal using DJV, the code DJV. Lose the weight at toploss.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.